Assalamu alaikum, I'm Hiba.
And I'm Zaid.
You're listening to Diary of a Matchmaker,
a podcast that will take you into our world as matchmakers.
We'll share our experiences and offer advice for the single Muslim.
So let's dive in.
Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, welcome to another episode of Diary of a Matchmaker. My name is Zaid, and on the other mic is my wife and co-host Hiba.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Halal dating.
What?
That's a term that I keep seeing. I've been seeing it on Instagram. I mean, we have the word dating in our service, and of course that word itself carries a lot of negative connotations. And then when you put halal dating, it just sounds like an oxymoron.
Halal pork.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying halal pork, right? But like, for example, if you look up the app Salams on Instagram, you'll see right under their profile, I'm pretty sure it's still there, the word halal dating. And now this episode isn't meant to bash apps or other services, but rather think how as Muslims we can approach marriage living in the West. Because we're surrounded by non-Muslims.
Right.
Right? And non-Muslims, their whole thing is date the person for an X number of time, months, years, whatever it might be, and then get married.
Or sometimes have kids and then get married.
That too. But aside from the sexual component of dating, there is that belief that you should, quote unquote, get to know a person before getting married.
Of course.
But Islam isn't necessarily against that. Right? And the deeper question is, how can we get to know a person without falling into haram?
Right.
Because we all know the hadith that if a man and a woman is alone, then shaitan is the third. Mm-hmm. So how can we get to know someone without falling into haram? Is there a middle ground? Because on the one end, we have conservatives saying, no, don't do these things without the involvement of parents, without parents' supervision. And on the other end, you have liberals saying, I want to meet somebody on my own at a coffee shop or somewhere, and I want to talk to them on my own terms and then involve parents, and then we can get married.
Right.
So how do we figure out this middle ground? Is there a middle ground?
I really don't know. I know there is a middle ground, but it's a matter of finding it. And especially in this day and age, living in the West, but even people living in the East, like it's becoming a little bit difficult to get to know the person in depth before marrying them. And on the other hand, if you don't do that, we see a lot of marriages are ending and very early on.
Yeah. Because like we shared in the previous episode about divorce, it's happening because of incompatibility.
Right.
So clearly there is a need to talk to the opposite gender to assess compatibility.
Yeah. I think it all starts with intention. Is your intention when you're talking to this person, is your intention or both your intentions, are they geared toward marriage or are you just hooking up? Companionship, spending time, talking to a friend. They're like your friend.
Right, but is intention itself enough to start with? I mean, let's say we weren't married, mm-hmm. right? And I don't know, we were talking at a matrimonial service and we lived locally. And we sincerely want to get married. That's our intention. Is it okay for us to just go meet at Tim Hortons and say, okay, this is just for the purpose of marriage, but hey, it's a public place. We're just meeting for the purpose of marriage. We haven't exactly told our parents that we're meeting in a public place. Is that okay?
I think without parents knowing, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say your parents did know.
If my parents knew and our intentions are clear and we are meeting at a public place and we're not holding hands, we're not touching or anything, I think it's a good way to get to know the person. I know it's going to be controversial and all of that, but remember
keep in mind,
that
we're not trying to pass any fatwas
here. Of course,
we're just
asking ourselves questions because the other day we were taking a walk and we started just talking about this because the topic came up multiple times.
Right.
And there must be a way. Now, we know the Prophet ﷺ said that there shouldn't be a khalwa between a guy and a girl.
Right.
Now, what is a khalwa? A khalwa is a guy and a girl meeting alone at a close place, not in
public.
In
a close place.
In a close place, exactly. Now, if they're meeting in public with the knowledge of the parents and their intentions are clear, I think it would be okay. This is not like a fiqhi opinion or anything. We're just honestly thinking out loud.
I think I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would definitely tell my parents with their approval. I think I'd be open to that. Mm-hmm. But before meeting, we would just set some very clear boundaries. Mm-hmm. And make sure our intentions are pure.
Of course. Now, somebody could say, then why not do that with the girl's mahram sitting at another table just watching?
Yeah, I mean, because let's be honest, even if the mahram's sitting on another table, would you feel comfortable? If your mahram was sitting on another table, I don't think I would feel very, like 100% comfortable and open and vulnerable with you. Like, I don't think you would get to know me 100% if there was another set of eyes watching me.
But he's not sitting on the same table. He's not listening to the conversation. So you could say whatever
he's
you want.
He's watching me though, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels weird just like picturing this. But let's compare that to live events, mm-hmm. right? Because you and I talked about this. With live events, typically what happens is guys and girls showing up to an event. They're all single. In most cases, the girl's mahram isn't there. In some cases, I have seen the mom or dad show, but in most cases, the mahram's not there. And the only other people there are the volunteers and organizers. How is that different? How is that different, right?
And yeah, they're meeting for the purpose of marriage in public, like are surrounded with people, and their intentions are clear.
Right. And I mean, it's a matrimonial event, so obviously exactly. They're there for the purpose of marriage.
Yeah, and supposedly the parents do know.
Right. So, I mean, if you want to get nitpicky, technically that's more, quote unquote, wrong than going to Tim Hortons because this is a closed room.
Yeah,
right?
But yeah, it is closed, but they're not alone in it. So
true.
In another way, they are in public because they're surrounded with people.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I mean, it's about principle. If that is haram, then this should be haram, right?
Yeah. So where do we draw the line? Because ultimately, we're trying to, being raised in the West, we're trying to fuse our cultural norms and our customs with Islamic expectations and rules. Because, like, alhamdulillah, we've accomplished that in our service. I feel like I'm, like, 100% confident that our service is that secure middle ground.
Yeah. Especially after consulting with the scholars.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for people who can't afford a matchmaker, what do they do?
I mean, if I think about how it works back home, what typically happens is the guy would visit the girls and her family in their house. He would probably come with accompanied by his mom or his sister, like a lady in the family.
Mm-hmm.
They would sit together with the family. Families get to know each other, just like an introductory meeting.
Okay.
And then the guy would keep coming back to see the girl in her parents' house. They would talk amongst each other, ask each other questions, all of that, and then decide if they want to move forward and do an engagement or not.
So there is the opportunity for the guy and girl to have some privacy, to talk, assess compatibility and things like that?
So traditionally...
Like in a separate room or how would that...
Traditionally... they would sit together maybe in the living room. The parents would be like at a different room or sitting at the other end of the room. But mm-hmm. typically they would meet at the girl's house, right?
Okay. Now, out of respect for the girl and the family. And
this stuff, is yeah. just like the, how things work custom. Back home, yeah.
Okay.
And if we're talking about more liberal people in the West, in the East, Middle East, then there is dating. Like, you can't pretend there is no dating in the Middle East, right?
Right, right.
But living here, I don't know how that would work.
I think the important thing is that we can't keep throwing the haram label.
Right.
Right? We can't keep saying, this is haram, that's haram, this haram, that's haram. Because the more we keep throwing that label, the more enticing haram becomes, because we can't keep closing the doors to halal. We have to push forward and make things easier for Muslims, because the sunnah was that the Prophet ﷺ always made the path to marriage easy.
Right.
So we talked a little bit about, you know, in the segregation episode about, you know, book clubs, like creating controlled, safe environments for guys and girls to meet for the purpose of marriage. Live events, you know, our service. There are ways to make it work.
I would honestly like to, like, pick the brain of a scholar or, yes, like, an established sheikh who
preferably
lives in the West.
Yes, I was exactly just about to say that. Because you get somebody over in Saudi or Syria, they're going to say haram, 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 and then the conversation's over.
Yeah, but yeah, just understand the logic of it, the principle itself, and see what they think.
Yeah, because some, like a scholar here in the West, raised in the West, would understand the needs and demands, and not just that, but the norms, right, of the West.
What about the virtual setting? When a guy and a girl are talking on a matrimonial website, Hafardeen or something. So if we're talking about khalwa, then when they are talking alone, there is a like virtual khalwa, right? But again, if they're not going to do that, then how are they going to get to know each other?
So I mean, let's be honest. Let's be transparent. Like, when we were talking, that I guess that was a form of khalwa. Because we were talking through WhatsApp, and we were talking through Skype, and then we met on HOD.
Of course, our parents knew, and they knew that we're talking on Skype and all of that. But, I mean, it's about principle. If the khalwa is, like, if a guy and a girl sitting together, talking about marriage, all of that is haram. Then let's say they're like a guy and a girl met on a matrimonial website. He lives in the East Coast, she lives in the West Coast. How are they going to talk to decide if they even want to make the trip and meet, right? And involve the families.
Like, I mean, let's take a traditional approach to this. The guy would contact the girl's father and say, hey, I'm interested in your daughter. And then by the permission of the wali, then he would start talking to the girl, right?
But he haven't talked to her first to decide if he's interested in her or not. So they need to talk first to see if there's something to talk about.
Well, in order to get that permission, to get that permission, he would first have to talk to the wali. Right? Isn't that how traditionally?
Well, then every like profile he sees, a picture he sees on the website, he's gonna ask for her wali's number.
Give me your number. You might as well have the wali's number on the profile,
exactly,
right?
I honestly feel like we are tiptoeing around this topic without having clarity, and we don't have that clarity. And I'm sure many other people don't have that clarity. How things would work? I want to stick to the halal. I want to have barakah. I'm serious about marriage. How should I go around it, about it?
The thing is that there is no right or wrong to this, right? Not necessarily. It's a very gray area. Every situation is different, right? Like, you and I were living on different continents, so our situation was different. For other people, they could be living locally, and so they have to navigate that a bit differently. So we can't just have a one-size-fits-all answer, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but honestly, I feel like maybe Shuyukh decided to sweep this topic under the rug, not discuss it, because that's uncomfortable. There's lots of question marks around it, and just we'll treat every case separately. But people need clarity. People need answers.
Clarity.
Yeah, and if a clarity is not offered, they're gonna turn to the like not so halal way.
I feel that the focus is primarily on topics like the fiqh of marriage, divorce, other topics that are more concrete, and that shuyukh are maybe afraid or uncomfortable, like you said, to dive into the more gray area, which is finding ways to for guys and girls to meet, for them to assess compatibility, to talk, which are all essential components prior to marriage, and providing ways that people can do this in a halal way. And if we keep painting with the same brush of haram, 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 then we're not making progress.
I think this gray area was created because shuyukh kept leaving this topic and not talking about it and sweeping it under the rug.
I agree.
And that's where all the cloudiness and clarity started. Like, there should be a discussion, like a real conversation about it, right?
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And because the situation is getting worse.
Right.
Divorces are going up. You know, more and more people are either giving up the idea of marriage, delaying marriage. There's infidelity happening. There's premarital sex happening. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, but how does that connect to people?
Because shuyukh are sweeping this under the rug, right? Because they're not creating a means or solutions for guys and girls to meet in a halal, supervised, controlled way, just like we talked about in the segregation episode.
Okay, guys, join us in this conversation. Let us know what you think. Is there a solution? Is there a middle ground? Is there something we're missing here? And would love to know what you think. And also, if you'd like to work with us, inshallah, find you a match, get you married. We'd love to work with you. You can connect with us through our website, halalmatch.ca. And until we meet on the next episode, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.